Yo, welcome to the Hibachi 420 podcast. I'm your host, the Weed Man, aka the Hibachi Man. Now, today's episode, right, I want to talk a little bit about communication, right? Because our communication skills just ain't really up to par with each other. You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about regardless if we speak different languages, regardless if we, you know, some of us are upscale, some of us are lower class, you know what I'm saying? Upper class, whatever, you know what I mean? First class, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like, regardless, like, we gotta start talking to each other with a little bit more respect, right? A little bit more assuredness that the other person will understand our story instead of just lying, right? Instead of saying, oh, I don't know what's going on. You know what's going on. Just tell us so we can all be at ease. You feel me? So we can all be at ease, because at the end of the day, some of us may be able to help you communicate it to others in a fashion where it's like, oh, it's a lot easier on us. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot easier to relay the message, rather it may be a good message or a bad message. But the message needs to be delivered. You know what I'm saying? The message needs to be delivered, right? And I'm going to keep it a buck. That's one of the reasons why I started this podcast, right? Because it's a lot of people that tell me stuff, you know what I mean? And they be telling me stories and all that, and I just be listening. They be like, I don't know why I'm telling you this. And I'm like, it's because it's something that I probably need to hear. You feel me? It's a reason for everything for me. You feel me? It's something that I need to hear. Let me hear it. Whatever you got going on, let me hear it. I'm not a therapist. I probably won't be able to coach you through it. But I'm here to listen. If you want to randomly talk to me, I'm here to listen. Because it's probably something I need to hear. That's probably not in my headphones. It's probably not in my cell phone. It's probably not in a text. It's probably not in a notification. You know what I mean? It's probably something I need to hear. So I'm willing to listen, as long as I got time, right? That's how I feel. You feel me? That's how I feel, because it's messages that come from all over. You know what I mean? I'm not God. I don't proclaim to be a higher power or nothing like that. But you know, I can fucking relay it in the best way I can. You know what I'm saying? Do a little bit of laughter, you feel me? They tell me something. Oh, so it's like this? Oh, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? For me, it's like to communicate with people that speak different languages. You know what I'm saying? And understand, try to understand what they're feeling, even through simple facial expressions, or, you know what I'm saying, hand gestures, hand expressions. It's something different, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got to sit down and learn to really talk, really try to understand someone else. You know what I mean? Because we can't expect people to understand us half the time when we talk our own specific lingo that happens in our city, state, you know what I'm saying, country, whatever, you feel me, ethnicity, religion, you feel me, we can't expect everybody to understand that, and we can't expect everybody to want to learn something different, right, we can't expect everybody to want to learn something different, right, all we can do is try to express it in the best way we can. Right? But don't do it with so much anger. don't fucking, you know what I'm saying? Don't scream, yell, and all this extra shit. Yo, just in a calm tone. Speak to everybody. See, look, right, the way I see it, we got to set the tone ourselves, right? So even if they start yelling at you and you still talking calm, you feel what I'm saying? You still talking calm. They eventually going to calm down and be like, oh, yeah, you're right. I gotta chill the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? I gotta chill the fuck out. I'm doing too much. People can't understand what I'm saying. I'm doing way too much. Right? You know what I'm saying? So we gotta come to an understanding of what the fuck we're doing out here. You know what I mean? How people are really responding to the way we're giving out ourselves. How the way we're projecting ourselves to others. The way we're speaking to others. Because whether you know it, somebody could be watching. And that somebody could be somebody you would have to come encounter with in a couple days, a couple weeks, a couple minutes. Shit, a couple seconds. You know what I mean? And they're like, yo, I just saw the way that you reacted to them and I didn't like it. I'm going to be honest, I didn't like it. So I'm going to treat you this way because I feel like you're this type of person now. But you're not even that type of person. It was just that type of situation, right? But at the end of the day, by you getting upset, you're losing time on already looking for the solution. You're rambling on and on and on. Oh, man, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad. How can you make this bad good? How can you make this bad good? Yes, I just expect this. I want this now. Now I want this. Now I want this. Now I want this. Now I gotta get this. Now I gotta get this. Let's talk like that, futuristic. Let's not talk in the past. You know what I'm saying? Because communicating in the past can only lead to more negativity. If you're talking about a negative past, oh, you hit me, but you hit me. No, you hit me. You hit me. You hit me. You hit me. Yo, listen. So whose insurance is going to pay for this? 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 That's what the fuck you should be saying. You know what I'm saying? Whose insurance is going to pay for this? Whose insurance is going to pay for this versus you hit me, you hit me, you hit me? No, no, no. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk some futuristic shit. You feel me? Let's talk the reality of it. Let's talk the end process. You know what I mean? If y'all know, let me light that shit up. Because it's outspoken. Because I'm spoken. Right, so, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, we gotta fucking communicate a lot better. Stop worrying about how others are going to communicate and start communicating for ourselves. Because only you can speak for yourself. If you try to ask somebody else to speak for you, it's not going to come out the same way you want it to. Even if you tell them the exact words to say, they're not going to say that. You tell a motherfucker, yo, he said he was going to be late. Nah, he said he was going to be late for something. I don't know. You know what I mean? So it was going to be some extra shit. Right? Why? Because it didn't come from you. Right? You know what I mean? That's better to communicate for you. You got to communicate for yourself. Don't let nobody else try to tell your story for you. You know what I'm saying? Don't expect nobody else to tell your story because they're never going to tell it the way you want it to be told. They're always going to spice it up. You know, always going to try to make it seem more exciting than what it really is. Maybe make it seem more dull than what it really is. You know what I mean? You're excited. Oh, yeah, they got a new crib. You know what I mean? move somewhere. You're like, yo, I just got my first spot. You know what I'm saying? I got my first spot, like, and I'm out the hood. Right? You got his first crib somewhere. You know what I'm saying? You got a spot somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. You know what I mean? Talking about some bitches. Yeah, man. I met this chick, man. She real special to me. You feel me? Like, the whole entendre switch up sometimes. You feel me? Nobody's going to tell your story the way that you can tell it. So you might as well tell it yourself. Right? That's why people say we got social media. But so many people are so fraudulent with their lives and so fraudulent with the content they post. That's why I chose to do this podcast shit. You feel me? Because my voice is my voice. And people will learn to hear my lingo, the way I speak, the way I communicate. Before, you know what I'm saying, I can sit up here and be like, hey, I'm a face, I'm an image, I'm this, I'm that. Oh, you want me to do this, you want me to do that, you want me to dress like this, you want me to dress like that, you want me to stop doing this, you want me to stop doing that. No, I want to speak. I want people to hear these words. I want these words to be around longer than I will. Because that's the way I choose to communicate, through words. Regardless if people understand my language, no matter if people can hear these words and decipher these words into other things, you feel me? I'm with it. I'm with all that. You feel me? I'm with all that because I know the message I want to push. I know the way I want to communicate with people. I know the way I want people to communicate with me. Because communication is key. And if you have that, you have nothing. I mean, if you don't have that, you have nothing. You know what I mean? If you don't got communication, you ain't got nothing. You feel me? People talk about trust. Trust is great. Trust is great. But you can communicate and fabricate trust. But you can't communicate how people actually speak to people. How people actually speak. What people actually say. You know what I mean? A motherfucker could say, I'm such a nice guy all day on camera, but eventually you'll see the real them. You'll hear the real them. You feel what I'm saying? You'll hear the real them. You know what I'm saying? And only through the words that you hear, will you start to understand what direction that person is really in, right? That's what people say, right? Only through then, right? But for me, I feel like, shit, if I say it, it's not that I mean it. It's just that it's a way that somebody's out there thinking, right? I may say, damn, yo, I could rob this store right now. Ain't nobody at the register. I can just press the button, grab the cash, and dip. Right? I could say that out loud. Yo, we could rob this joint. Boom, 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 right? Or I could do it. You feel what I'm saying? Or I can do it. I'm thinking of it, but somebody out there doing it. You feel me? I'm out here saying it, but somebody out here doing it. That split second that I thought of it, somebody already did it. Right? Somebody Somebody was out there thinking that that was going to happen. And it did because they was the one to do it. Right? For me, I just feel like every time we speak, we telling somebody else's story. So shit. Shout out to the motherfucker that just got away with robbing a store. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the motherfucker that just got away with robbing a store. You feel me? But hey, y'all already know the vibes. You stay hydrated, you stay high. Always keep a bottle of water by your side. In this case, I got a Modelo. Because, you know, that morning Modelo keep me mellow, right? Hashtag morning Modelo. Hashtag Corona Thoughts. Hashtag Hibachi 420 Podcast. Because, well, we got to make this shit trending, you hear me? We out here lit, you hear me? Right? So, stay high, everyone. Stay positive. Don't forget, check out the Hibachi Peace merchandise. You hear me? The Hibachi Peace merchandise, because war costs too much money and peace is free. So we might as well give each other peace. So let's communicate it in the right form. Here, stay high.